Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. And what I'm going to think about today is space and how space can be involved in politics. And I'm here talking to Professor René Laufer, who's from the Baylor University in Texas in the US. And he's connected to the engineering faculty at the University of Cape Town. Good afternoon, Professor René Laufer.
Hello, pleasure to be here.
Now, what I'd like to ask you about is the many ways in which satellite information can be used for both for political ends and for citizens to find out what's going on. So how is space used in politics these days?
Well, of course, historically, we always think of space as part of national activities. Governments launched big space programs like in the 60s during the Cold War to show that their system is better, what we saw in the race to the moon or things like that. And on the other hand, we might think of the non-civil parts of the space activities, which actually are quite huge in terms of surveillance, intelligence, things like that. Today, a lot of this is even more democratic than we think, because more and more commercial space providers started, companies who launch their own satellites and sometimes have a fleet of satellites bigger than some governments, and they provide data to everyone who is willing to pay for the data, or sometimes even provide the data for free.
And what's also interesting is that a lot of this data is available to ordinary people who've got internet access and a computer.
It's actually amazing that today many space missions, especially Earth observation missions from space agencies, make their data available after a period of time when they were initially used by the scientists involved so that they can have a first look, can use them for their research. But often after a short period of time, sometimes less than a year, sometimes a little bit more than a year, these data become available for everyone who has a computer, exactly as you described, internet access, and often use open source software to look into the data, to even do scientific stuff with the data. So we have these examples of people using different satellite or aviation-based imagery, an example, to make archaeological findings. On the other hand, we should not forget that, of course, each of these images has kind of a timestamp. So there are NGOs all over the world who use this, an example, for looking into disasters happening somewhere or even humanitarian disasters. So tracks and paths of refugees, or as we have seen, an example in the Darfur crisis or in other examples, what is happening with people, what are the terrible things happening to people in certain places where we normally, 20, 30 years ago, wouldn't have heard about. Because there is no journalist on site. There's nobody who tells us the story about it. And now you can use satellite data, available satellite data, to look into, okay, changes.
And in a sense, you know, we get the impression now that we can't hide, you know, that there are powerful satellites looking down on us and can tell, oh, yes, Ketchel's just had a haircut, you know, or something like this. But it also has a good side to it, which is that it means governments can't hide. And everything's available from space. You can see what's happening from above. And that data is available to everybody. Now, you mentioned at the beginning that, you know, it used to be the superpowers, Russia, the US, maybe a bit of Europe, who were involved in looking at what's going on planet Earth. But now there are people in the Southern Hemisphere. There's far more spacefaring nations and different kinds of organizations, not just governments, who are putting up satellites and who are having a look to see what's going on.
And we see this tendency more and more. From today's perspective, this is just the beginning.
Well, we're looking forward to further developments in the democratization of space data. Thank you very much, Professor René Laufer, for talking to us about it this afternoon.
My pleasure.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear, dark skies with a bit of rain.